My name is Shimo Jean-Marie from Youth Voices of Nairobi, and I'm glad that we're here back for episode 4 of We Believe in Youth Show. Big thank you to all of you for listening to us. We appreciate you, and for all the feedback that you've given to us, we appreciate and we're working on them. Welcome back. This is We Believe in Youth Show, a show that focuses in giving youths, refugees and locals an opportunity to get their voice out there, and never know, action plan can be made by different agencies, different agencies and concerned people. So big thank you for all the feedback, for listening, for supporting, for appreciating us and Teni. So We Believe in Youth Show is supported by Youth Voices Nairobi in the state. On this new day and time, we want to talk about a certain topic, and this is a topic that I feel like a lot of you are aware, and it's important if we talk about it. And actually, today we're joined by one of my friend. He has renamed himself to Mr. Manager, but you can call him Clement.
Yeah.
Yes, in fact, he's here. And just introduce yourself, man.
Yeah, what's up? I'm a good people. My name is Akioma. I'm my friend, usually call me the manager.
Okay.
Yeah, I do MC. Mm-hmm. I know a bit about designing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Karibu. Asante. In fact, Clement, aka the manager, is the one who's playing the background guitar, and he's doing it very well. Yes, so Clement, you ready for this?
Always ready, my friend.
Always ready.
Good,
amazing. So today we want to talk about a certain topic, and this topic is one topic that I think we need to continue talking about, because it's very important, and it's about the role of youths in the society, in the community. When I hear about this statement or topic, what comes into my mind is what youths are doing in the community. So I don't know. For me, I know youths out here are doing amazing stuff. There are guys who are running their own businesses, others are doing their own initiatives, others are schooling. So what are some of the other things that you want to find out youths are doing out there? If you can tell us.
First of all, to embark on the youth matters, I believe the youth is the mirror of the society.
Very true.
So what we see the youth doing actually is what they've been told by their parents.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, like, let us take the youth in Kenya and Africa in general. We have seen they are doing many good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the other side, you know, they say in every market you can't lack any mad man.
So, you can't lack any mad man.
Yeah,
do you want to tell us that we have mad people here? Mad youths.
So I believe youth can do something to impact the society, and at the same time do something which will jeopardize their life and those people surrounding.
Okay. Amazing. So I think it's going to be real talking about this. Yes, for me, I think the youths are the leaders of today. They're actually the people who are supposed to be the game changers to what is happening in the world. Talk about politics, talk about growth, economics, and everything about the social life and actually life in general, about in terms of like generally life. We are the changers, we are the game changers, and we need to do a lot of things to make sure that we reach that level of saying that we are actually moving forward. So, apart from the... I know youths are doing great things, but there are some who are not doing the right things. And this is because maybe there's no right support system, maybe it's just themselves who've decided that let's go this way. Because I know there are youths who are out here, one in crime.
Yes, very true.
Yes, others are in drug abuse. Others are just idlers. Yes. Others, like, we have so many youths out here who are doing great things, but on the other side, we also have others that are not on the right path.
But for me, those others who I believe they are not in the right path,
place, okay.
For me, I can blame the society.
For real?
Yeah, because they give them the big expectation in life, which you find some is difficult for them to own the game.
Oh, because you are different. You're created different.
Yeah.
We have different capabilities, and it can be it might be very overwhelming when guys expect a lot from you. But I think as youth, we're supposed to be ready for these challenges. We're supposed to be ready for those expectations. As much as we expected, then we need to work towards making sure that indeed we can be the best.
Yes.
So yeah, for me, I think there's a lot of support system that needs to be built in terms of making sure that youth are actually doing the right thing and they are doing things that are very beneficial to their life. One of the things that I think youths can do to actually, as a responsibility to the society, is one, becoming creative. They can be creative. You don't have to say that every time there's no jobs or there's no work, you can create something. For me, I remember when I went to school, I went and did graphic design at Institute of Advanced Technology, Hurlingham. After finishing, I thought I would get a job, pop, immediately. But to my surprise, it took me a long time to even get the first job, because working for these corporates, they actually require too much from you. Like, they require a lot of expertise in terms of what you have to offer, and sometimes because of different reasons, like documentation, for someone like me, it can be very hard for you to actually get a job. And so it led me to a point where I don't have a job, but I have an idea, and this is an idea that I'm coming from. It's coming from what I've learned. I learned graphic design, and that's when I started my own graphic design initiative called The Seed, which is basically simple, extraordinary designs, and that deals with basically creating designs, posters, logos, and all those things. So I think youths can actually do creative things, like come up with creative initiatives from what they've learned. They don't have to always say that there's no job. But there's one thing that I had during a certain leadership forum on NTV. And Dr. Pizzo was saying that these days, youths are told to go to school to get the skills.
Yes.
And then after they finish school, when they go to ask for a job, they're told that we need experience. So you wonder, what is what? You tell guys to go to school, then when they finish, you want experience. What can you say about that? It's so funny.
I think it's very... How can I put it? Very long.
Mm-hmm.
For first of all, the experience they ask for
for more than 5 years.
More than 5 years.
Yet you're just a graduate from.
Yeah. So for me, I feel it's very long.
Mm-hmm.
Youth should be given opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Youth should be empowered for them to reach their goals.
Yeah, very true.
For someone to come up with the way of saying
an initiative
or an idea, we know, of course, it needs money, it needs resources, which I believe if an organization or the government can pull up resources and enable the youth to attain their passion, we'll be able to limit the side stories that we are saying youth are engaging in dance.
Very true. Because they'll be productive.
Yeah.
Very true. So yes, we like, my hope is to see youths who are productive, youths who are actually doing their role in the best way, like making sure that the world is on an ongoing situation. And I think from what you've said, like government coming, NGOs supporting and actually believing in the youths, and not saying that you want... Okay, we understand that some guys want the experience, but now... You have to you have to go into that shoe of that.
You have to leave room for that guy to get the experience.
Yeah, you can't say, so hey, but actually, where do you want the person to get the experience?
And from
he or she is just from college or university. Yeah. It's crazy.
So I believe if the organization can, I believe, join hands,
mm-hmm.
and then if it's necessary for the experience,
mm-hmm.
they enable the youth to get that experience in their organization.
Mm-hmm.
I believe youth will do amazing stuff.
Yes, all these youths were engaging themselves in crime and drug abuse and idleness and bad things that we know will actually do the great things that we're talking about. Yeah, very true. So I think, yes, being creative, and that needs support from government, support from different agencies, different people, different able people, and that will enable the role of youth to be felt. In fact, there's something, because we have youths who are doing things, and we have youths who are, now we're talking about them being in drugs and crime. You can't say you leave them. You can't leave these guys who are not, these youths who are not doing the right things. Yeah, they're not proactive. You have to find ways of making sure that we are going together, because there's a certain aspect on SDG, Sustainable Development Goals. It talks about getting everyone to participate. So you can't say you want to move forward whereas you're leaving others behind, because these are the same people who will drag us behind.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when people, when youths are engaging in crime, that means we're losing leaders, we're losing people who would actually be leaders, and we're losing talent, we're losing great skills. So I think it's important, as you said, for the government and other people to take part in making sure that they can give a chance for the youths to have experience. And with that, then the role of youths will be felt. Right. Yes. The other thing I think youths are supposed to be doing, so that we avoid them going to those vices, is probably starting mentorship programs.
Yeah.
A lot of youths have done great things. Some of them have not reached where they want, but at least they have something.
Yeah.
Like for you, you've been a manager now.
Yeah,
we can talk about that.
Yeah. Actually, people call me the manager. I wonder why. But I believe they have seen something in me,
mm-hmm.
which make them to see the potential in me.
Okay.
So I have started. I do some MC, mm-hmm. which I believe that's when the manager thing came about. So the people saw the potential.
Mm-hmm.
Which I believe, with the support of my fellow youth,
mm-hmm.
even the organization,
mm-hmm.
we can pull this thing and work on the benefit of the youth.
Yeah, so that actually means that you can actually go to a certain school and even children's home and empower people, and empower youths. Because you've not reached where you want, but at least you're in the process. In the because you have to trust the process that things will turn out well by doing various things. So I think youths can actually find ways of starting mentorship programs. Going back to your high school or even primary, being able to talk to your friends there, to your peers, and telling them that indeed it's possible, as much as we've not reached where we want, but at least we're in the process, and we trust that if you stick on the line, you stick on doing your best and being proactive, things might actually be good. So I think mentorship, being creative, are some of the things that we expected as youths to do. And even youths can engage in business.
Yes, yes.
I've seen a lot of them engaging in business. It could be online, or it could be where you've settled. Maybe you have a place, you've put your kibanda with clothes or with computers. We can engage in business, and it doesn't have to be a big business. We start small and then go up together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very true. So, any other thing that youth can do? Like, you think it's a role of the youth?
Actually, I believe we are talented in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
And if every youth can hold something that he or she is benefits or brings something in the table,
mm-hmm.
for him, I believe he can follow that route and And finally, we see no one in the street.
Mm.
So because people say they lack something to do, but they have something which they can do.
Yes.
So for a youth, I believe that small talent that you have, you can utilize it.
And
you never know.
Might make a big impact. Yeah. Yes. So for me, I can just say that it's high time that us as youth, we believe in ourselves, as the short states clearly that want to give you a sense of knowing that, yes, we believe in you, but you can actually believe in yourself and start your thing. If you have an idea or you have a talent that you think can change the world or can be very impactful, go for it.
Yes.
There's no need of waiting for someone to do the thing and then you start saying, oh, I was thinking about that. I wish I did. No, just go for it. If you have an idea, you have a business idea or just maybe it could be an initiative, an app.
It could be
Uber, another Uber. I don't know. Just think about what you can do and things might actually turn out very well. So from Youth Voices Nairobi, from this show, We Believe in Youth show, we believe in youth. We believe in you, and we know that once you believe in yourself, then whatever you do, you will have hope that indeed things might happen. And for all the youths that are believing in themselves, we're giving them a beat there. Give them like a guitar, they feel it.
Wow,
amazing. Let's give them another one. And another one. Yeah. Hey. Awesome. So if you're a youth and you've been listening to this or you've been listening to us, we believe in you. Stick to what you believe. If you believe that you're the next president of Kenya, if you believe you're the next president of I don't know where, it could be a company, believe in that and things can actually come to be true.
Yeah.
And from what we've been discussing about support from government, support from people, support from organizations, that is something that will empower the youths to actually do their role. Role in educating, role in leadership, role in being creative, a role in mentoring, a role in coming up with business ideas and all these things. So I think it's actually a long topic, or a topic that we cannot finish now, but maybe someday.
Yeah.
We can finish, but for today we can't, because we need to actually discuss this for a long time, so that at least we have the idea of what we are required to do. Yes, you've talked about expectation. How do we cope about with the expectation? Because you can't just say that life is not fair, people are expecting a lot of things about me or something. So as much as there's those expectations, what can we do as youths? What is our role in making sure that actually our societies move, our societies grow, and our societies are impacted? So there's a lot we can do, and we're gonna continue with that in our next episode of We Believe in Youth Show. So from We Youth Voices of Nairobi, from the seed, we believe in youth. We believe in
youth.
Amazing.
Good.
Appreciate
all the while.
Yes. So my name has been Ishimu Jean Marie, or you can call me the seed, or other people want to call me Bombshell. And I'm a friend here. Maybe you can just say his name and then we can call him off.
I go by the name Clement Pacific. Follow me on Instagram at Pacific Clement, Twitter Pacific Clement, and let's interact and see how we can push this youth thing and let all the youth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very true. And make sure to continue supporting us. Support us, Kabisa, because we will not move forward if you don't support us. You're the only people who make us to do this. So if we post the podcast, make sure to go there, follow.
Leave a small comment.
Yeah, and also make sure to follow us everywhere on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. Follow us today so that you get all the things that we'll be posting about youth. Yeah. Yes, we believe in youth.
Yeah, youth voices.
The last thing, Kabisa, for all of you who have not listened to our previous episodes, because we've already done three episodes, episode 1, episode 2, and episode 3, if you have not listened to it, to those podcasts, what you need to do is very easy. Just go to your browser, Google, then write there www.herethis.at and then Google We Believe in Youth Sure, and the podcast will come there. There are three of them. We're going to post this there,
yeah.
And we continue to push this until Youth Voices is out there and people can actually act on the different issues that you're talking about.
Very true.
Amazing. Adios.
Adios.
Amazing.